This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
First of all, everybody who went insane is insane. The American Civil Liberties Union, in their Twitter feed, and I want to give Joe DeSantis credit for tracking this down and getting it to me. The ACLU, in their Twitter feed, said both sides came for violence. They said both. They said the video you're looking at, you see people on the left who are being violent. You see people on the right who are being violent. The truth is, President Trump is telling the American people the truth, and the elite media hates it, and the left hates it, and he's going right at the heart of the big lie on the left. Most of the violence we've seen politically this year has been on the left. They're not putting a $9,000 escape door into the chancellor of the University of California at Berkeley's office to hide from right-wingers. They're putting in there to hide from left-wing students. The students at Middlebury College who blocked a conservative from speaking weren't on the right, they were on the left. So let's be really clear here what we're faced with in this country. And I think we should condemn neo-Nazis. They are an anti-Christian, totalitarian, anti-Semitic movement. We should be very tough on them. I think we should condemn racism. But frankly, I think we should condemn racism on both sides. And I think you have a very strong case here that there are people who have been out there advocating shooting cops. Those weren't right-wingers. So let's be really clear. There is more than enough blame on both the right and the left to say, we're tired of all of you. Cut it out or we're going to put you in jail.
Was it right for the president to condemn the hatred, what we saw on Saturday, wait for the facts, and do what he did on Monday and today?
Well, look, I have to confess, Calista and I saw live on Saturday his statement. We both thought it was pretty clear and direct. And remember, this is a man who, as a candidate, repudiated David Duke. As a candidate, repudiated the Ku Klux Klan.
Again and again.
You know, and by the way, this is a man who, in his inaugural address, says to the entire country, we all bleed the same color. You cannot be a patriotic American and be a racist. I mean, he's very clear. And so I think he's starting out Saturday thinking, I'm going to add to what I've already been saying. And I suspect he was shocked at the level of hostility, including among some Republicans, that you had to be very specific. So he comes back, and he's very specific. I mean, how can you be more specific than this? But then he makes the mistake of telling the truth about violence on the left. And so all of a sudden, the elite media has to go crazy again. I just think it's time to draw a line in the sand and say, everybody in this country wants to lead a big lie. Watch the elite media, watch the left-wing Democrats, because they represent a big lie. It's worse than fake news. It is a big lie.
You know, I think it's an opportunity for the president to, you know, finally, I guess, measure up. I mean, he understands the mainstream media is not going to support him. He understands the establishment on both sides. And I don't know about you, Scott, but I'm tired of hearing about both sides. I mean, wrong is wrong regardless. And, you know, somehow we say both sides to kind of ameliorate the problem. I mean, it's just wrong. I don't care what side you're on. It's just all to try to accommodate and make it seem like what you're talking against is somehow not as harsh when you say that it's both sides. It's either wrong or it's right. And this is the problem that we're having right now, is that all this rhetoric and all this language and description is confusing the issue. And I thought Donald Trump tried to come out clearly the other day and say exactly what America is all about. And do you think the mainstream media would come along? Nope, because that doesn't fit their narrative. They don't want to talk about really healing the country other than, you know, let's talk about what's not healing the country. But what are they doing to participate in helping to heal the country? Only adding to the agitation and some of these other leaders, supposedly, who could be in a position to help out. This is a very dire issue that we're facing here right now, and we need to be very wise with our words.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished, fake news. That was a horrible day. I will tell you something. I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have, you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
Do you think that what you call the alt-left is the same as neo-Nazis?
All of those people, excuse me, I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee. So, excuse me. And you take a look at some of the groups and you see, and you know it if you were honest reporters, which in many cases you're not, but many of those people were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. So, this week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
Well, you know, to the president's point, and as Gary Bauer reports yesterday, you know, he says it's a matter of time before mobs march on Monticello and Constitutional Hall. Al Sharpton's on record already, said the Jefferson Memorial cannot be permitted to stand as a publicly funded national monument. Wow, this is absolutely reckless and insane as to what's happening. I like what Rush Limbaugh said the other day, too, is that, you know, you have to consider history in context and think about what it is that we were embracing at that time and the culture, you know, to just weed this out for the sake of what? You know, it's kind of like Barack Obama all over again. You know, we got hope and change, and we're going to basically reinvent America, you know. Hundreds of years later, 240 some years later, we're going to reinvent America because somehow we're so much smarter than our founding fathers, and we're going to rewrite everything. I mean, it's already bad enough that our history has been rewritten, and some of these things have been changed in such a way. Look at what makes America exceptional. It is our history. good, bad, and indifferent. And the beauty of our First Amendment is that we do have free speech. Because with free speech comes, hey, look at open thought, free thought, everything associated with it, including responsibility to honor what free speech represents, that it is accommodates everybody's ideas in the public square to work this out. But if we start lopping, you know, bits of our history, you know, just because, you know, we have a perspective, I think a growing perspective, I think reasonable people, and I've heard reasonable people on the other side, even be a bit open and say, okay, look, that's not my intent. I'm not looking to wipe everything out. I said, well, okay, well, that's good, you know, because this is our history. And, you know, as I often say, it is that it's experience or history that defines preference. And we learn from these things. It's not that we should be, you know, so repulsed by it that we just want to, you know, cut it all out of what we're all about, do we?
Well, no, because it's part of history. It's just like, is it okay for Germany not to talk about their position in World War II?
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay, because right. Then history repeats itself.
Exactly.
It's all being rewritten.
I think President Trump needs to understand. Look, he doesn't have fans here. Whether it's the mainstream media, and I understand he gets frustrated, but he really needs to consider an economy of words. Instead of giving them so much to chew on, just keep it simple. Hold down, you know, in much the same way as a person in authority, like the police, what they do. You know, when they pull you over, Scott, and they give you a ticket, there's not a big conversation, is it? It's just, hey, here's the ticket, sign here, and move on. Okay? When you want to get in a big conversation with the police, or the police want to get a big conversation with you about it, they just let go of their position of authority. The president, hey, he gave his read. If the media wants to run with, which they're going to do anyway, and take exception. I mean, I was watching CBS last night, and they spent the entirety of their show, you know, just spouting off their perspective about how, you know, the president had fallen short and all this. Look at,
I think he played his hand too quick.
I don't know. Yeah,
I think he did.
What do you mean?
Well, look. First off, Antifa is a terrorist organization, dubbed a terrorist organization by New Jersey. Mm. The state of New Jersey has them listed as a terrorist organization. That's who the people that were coming out against that were doing, you know, running with the clubs that escalated it.
These were the ones without a permit.
Yeah, they escalated.
Yeah.
And see, this is great for the media because it's really hard. If I say anything about Antifa in this context, then they can spin it that I'm supporting Nazis and things like that.
Mm, right.
So they love this. But I think what he should have did was he should have waited. Let the mainstream media let them keep talking about Antifa and how great they are and how all this stuff, and then come out and just be like, so this is what you're supporting, and have a, you know, show it. The Dallas, the shooting of the cops down in Dallas, that was Antifa.
Sure.
Berkeley, that was Antifa.
Sure.
All these things are not good. And just because I say that somebody says something that you don't like, it does not give you the right to hit them. It does not give you the right to promote violence. Nazis are a joke. Anybody that doesn't think Nazis are a joke, think about for the last my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a Nazi, you were a joke.
You know, and to your point here, Scott, what you're pointing to is, and this is what I was trying to say earlier, and I'm glad you said it this way, because what it has done, it has opened the door wide open and given place to people that should not have place. I mean, you talk about having your 15 minutes of fame. I mean, Antifa now has been elevated. White supremacists and Nazi organizations have been elevated. It's estimated there are something like 900 hate groups existing in the United States. I mean, think about those numbers, and we see the rioting that's taken place openly And then also, it's like, what is going on with the police? Why are they standing down? You know, we're going to talk with a former law enforcement officer here in just a moment. Lance LaRusso is going to join us. And I want to get his take on this as to what is happening. Why did it, you know, are we revisiting Baltimore here once again where leaders have said, hey, look, at step down, let them have their day?
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Of course, some people might not remember that because they just don't want to remember our history as cherished as it should be. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. Lance LaRusso, as promised, joins us. Leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the books Peacemaking and When Cops Kill. Lance, always good to have you and your perspective here on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for having me. I think one of the other books that I just finished recently,
has some bearing on what we're talking about is Blue News. It talks about
yes.
the intersection of media and law enforcement.
Well, you know, one of the headlines that's been flying around over and over again is this whole era of political correctness that's supposedly we've been accommodating. But when does political correctness just go to the next level and enter into the era of stupidity? Now, I use this word judiciously because, you know, political correctness allows for some ignorance, you know, where we're just trying to figure out what is going on. But when you have the empirical evidence and you still continue to want to stay there, then I think you're just flat out being stupid. Is this too harsh?
No, I don't think so. And there's another part of political correctness that we're starting to see. You know, when there's a side of political correctness that because a point of view is abhorrent and everybody agrees it's abhorrent, then it's not just okay to oppose it. It's okay to do anything to people who believe in it. So when, you know, Nazi sympathizers and neo-Nazis and KKK members march in a community, it's abhorrent. Nobody likes their ideals. Nobody wants to hear it. They're a bunch of idiots, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do have a propensity to be dangerous, but the political correctness part empowers people to go up and start fights with them, and you know the police that are guarding them flip them off. There's a video of protesters going up to law enforcement officers and just cursing them in the face,
mm-hmm.
all in the name of, well, you know, I don't believe in that ideology, and therefore I can do whatever I want. So it is a double-edged sword, and people hide behind it much more often than you know they should.
Well, the stupidity enters in, Lance, when people, and I talk about leaders in our community, which includes the mainstream media, all the way on down, everybody complicit in this, in accommodating this kind of anarchy and this kind of behavior that is on rampant display, whether you want to admit it's both sides or not, or you just hate Donald Trump so much that you argue something that is just, I don't know how you argue your point without exposing your own idiocy, as you say.
Well, and it goes even further when you talk about idiocy, because one of the reasons why law enforcement is taking criticism right now is because they're taking criticism for the past several years as to how they as professionals have dealt with different situations. So the Charlottesville Police Department are taking a lot of heat because they didn't have enough of a police presence. Well, when people move outside of the boundaries, your goal is to keep these groups apart. Everybody understands there's friction there and there's a potential for violence.
Mm-hmm.
So your goal is to keep them apart. But when they rapidly close on each other, the only way you can prevent that is to have an overwhelming number of law enforcement officers in riot gear prepared for that to separate them at the outset. And when we've seen that in different protests and communities, people have said, well, the officers were overreacting because nothing was going on and they're standing there in riot gear. And, well, their presence in riot gear incited people to riot, which is asinine to start
mm-hmm.
with. But we have people just, you know, telling law enforcement officers how they should do their jobs when they know best. They have the intelligence as to whether these groups have a propensity for violence. You know, before Dallas, you know, officers were told that they should not be wearing heavy body armor in the street because it would look bad. Well, we all know that when there's a protest, you have protesters who are exercising their First Amendment rights. Then you have people who are going to take advantage of that and going to riot and do illegal things. But then you also have another group that will take advantage of the presence of the crowd to commit serious crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we saw in Dallas. That's what we saw in Baton Rouge. And unfortunately, law enforcement has to deal with all three of those contingencies. And really, the people that don't understand law enforcement and are not law enforcement professionals need to stop screaming and hollering when they do their jobs and a protest is peaceful because they did their jobs.
Exactly. Lance, is this because the politicians are not doing? I mean, it would seem to me this falls on the shoulders of the politicians. I mean, like, how much more evidence do you need when you see things happening in Baltimore, Berkeley? I mean, you know this is going to take place. And it really insults me. It insults the intelligence of most Americans who can look at this logically and say, what are these people thinking? What did they think was going to happen when you have these antithetical sides coming together in limited space? Did you think that there wasn't going to be, you know, this kind of agitation?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're right. And the other thing that people forget is, especially with the Antifa folks, people see them as very young people and they're very motivated and emotions got the better. It's not emotion.
Mm-hmm.
These are experienced protesters. These are experienced people who are interested in anarchy. Don't think for a second that when you have challenges to law enforcement and you have people attacking groups that are lawfully protesting, that that's by accident. Mm-hmm. Very rarely does that happen when emotions get the better of people, because a lot of these protests are organized. And the peaceful protest will stay peaceful. Mm-hmm. As the police chief in Charlottesville said, we tried to keep these people apart. They came in a different entrance and they agreed. That's not a normal protest.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that are practiced at creating anarchy, and that's exactly what they did.
Well, the media is not helping to tell this story, Lance. Dare I say, you're one of the few that's come out in the national media and has brought this to light very succinctly. You know, the media wants to, massage the message, break Donald Trump. You know, what was Donald Trump really thinking? And it all, feeds to the narrative of what Antifa and these other, you know, antithetical groups are trying to do. I mean, their goal clearly is to destroy capitalism, destroy what makes America great again. I mean, this is really a head-to-head issue with Donald Trump and people who believe still in the American dream. You know, is that not right?
No, I think you're right. There's a bigger ideology that they're trying to attack. It really didn't matter who was protesting if they had a chance to do what they did. And here's the real tragedy is the loss of life and the people who are injured. But a second tragedy, and by the way, including two troopers who were up in the air trying to monitor what was going on.
Exactly.
But another tragedy is the fact that those Nazi symbols and those abhorrent beliefs and signs are now going to be perpetuated on television for the next 2 weeks. And the real issue here is that the fights between those two groups, the clashes that took place, before the car rammed the crowd, it makes good television.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same reason why people watch the Jerry Springer show when people were going to fight on stage, and Geraldo Rivera's show when
right.
they were going to fight on stage. People watch it on television. So it's going to get the coverage, and they know, the groups know, that if they start a fight, if they start confrontations with law enforcement, they will get their message out.
Well, speaking of law enforcement and your experience, Lance, you know, we've been saying on this show, even Donald Trump has to maintain his position of authority. We're talking again this morning about this, that, you know, when a law enforcement officer pulls you over to give you a ticket, there's not a big discussion. His position of authority is well established, backed by his badge, his gun, his car, everything that says he's a position of authority. We have the President of the United States. He is in a position of authority. Sometimes he wants to, you know, I guess sometimes relinquish, it would appear, relinquish his position of authority by, you know, saying too much. I believe that this might be a time for an economy of words that are to the point and that reinforce his position of authority, does not give the mainstream media a option to take him out of that position. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think he's basically in these press conferences trying to argue with people who are never, ever going to agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to use social media, and he needs to use his press conferences to speak to people who will listen.
And
part of the message of Blue News, that you need to get your own message out.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on Blue News, Lance. I look forward to getting my copy as well and having you back on so we can have a more lengthy conversation about the new book and, you know, this disturbance that's happening here in our culture today. We appreciate you coming forward and bringing your perspective. Lance Lorusso, leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the books, his new book, Blue News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had a known like me, would have cut out you. I run so fast to stay. I tell you, couldn't catch me all day. The way I run across that field.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email? We'd love to get you involved in the conversation. That's what we need to do. We need to confront this culture. That's what the truth does. Kendra Arnold, speaking of confronting the truth, Chief Counsel for FACT, we're talking about the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, an organization dedicated to promoting accountability, ethics, and transparency in government and civic arenas. Like we've never needed this more than ever before. She clerked for the Honorable Gail Nelson Vogel of the Iowa Court of Appeals, later became an attorney for the court as a whole, has worked on over 300 appellate cases, and is a member of the Iowa Bar Association. Kendra, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about, I'll tell you, with all the investigations, the potential investigations happening around D.C. these days, it is a wonder that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the representative out of Florida, is getting cover by all these investigations, because many are saying, hey, who's investigating Wasserman Schultz here?
Well, you know, there is an absolute bizarre set of circumstances, and so it would be very hard, I think, for anyone to look the other way in this case. because it just, you know, it defies logic on what has happened here.
Well, you know, and it's almost like another one of those threads, Kendra, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but we've got all these hanging threads that you pull on, and it goes back to the DNC. I don't care if you talk about GPS fusion. You know, you want to talk about collusion, which the Democrats are so quick to point out, but I often remind them that with that one finger going forward toward the GOP, they got three coming back at them, and this seems, again, to come back to the DNC and the former head of the DNC herself, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
You know, there are so many issues in this case that it really takes a lot of attention to figure out where everything is at, because essentially what had happened was back in February, they learned that this one particular IT staffer was under criminal investigation. And several House members at that time had employed him. But there's actually two tracks to this kind of story. One is the technology security and the abuse of and then the other is the abuse of taxpayer funds. Mm-hmm. So there's actually two things going on here. And once he was under a criminal investigation and barred from the House computer system, Representative Wasserman Schultz continued to employ him as a House member and pay him with taxpayer funds. And so that's the taxpayer abuse side. And then you have all the, it looks like there's a couple criminal investigations where he was employed by multiple House members, the DNC, and there's technology security, and then he was also arrested on bank fraud charges while he was at the airport attempting to leave the country. But on the taxpayer abuse side, it's interesting because the Daily Caller did an analysis and found out that him and his family had been paid $5 million. Since 2003. So it's a large amount of money on the taxpayer funds abuse side.
Now, who is this IT former employee of Wasserman Schultz and other Democrats on the Hill?
You know, we don't know a lot about him, except that around 2003, they had hired him. Mm-hmm. Over time, he had more of his family members hired. And basically what he did was IT work, and he would work for several House members. It's not uncommon for them to pool together and employ a person and have them do, you know, for example, with the IT work, do a little bit of work for each office.
Right.
But the problem in this case is that ultimately he was being paid a significant amount of money. He had a high salary, and in some years it's between 160 and 170,000. Well, that's a very big salary. And there are, chiefs of staff that make that amount or less. So it's comparable. That's concerning in itself. But there's
Was he a U.S. citizen?
You know, I don't know if he was or not. We haven't been able to find that out yet. We know he has ties to Pakistan, and his wife is had been employed as well, and she had previously left the country and is in Pakistan now. Mm-hmm. That's as much information as we have about her. So we do not know about him, but he was at the airport when they arrested him.
Yeah, I think the pronunciation is Imran Awan. He is the House IT aide. So we don't know if he was a citizen or not. Six-figure job, lots of money. And we're going, what happened to American people, and the kind of clearance that he had. I mean, he had some level of clearance dealing with, DNC information, other House members' information. He and his family. They did find his wife. I think she had a bundle of cash, something like $12,000 with her when they did come in contact with her. And he tried to transfer hundreds of thousands, in excess of $300,000 he tried to transfer before he left this country heading for Pakistan, right?
Yes, that's where the part of the bank fraud charges stem from, was because he was trying to transfer money. And ultimately, so there's actually two investigations. One is the Capitol Police looking into the IT issues that led him to being banned. They appear to think that he has done some misdeeds with the House IT system. But then on the second side, what he was arrested for in the bank fraud charges is separate from that, and that's the transfer of funds. Mm-hmm. But, and so all of that stuff, we can't let it go by that
right.
there are taxpayer funds abuse here, because it's fundamental that we hold our representatives accountable. They are spending our taxpayer dollars, and I know that there's a tendency to get lax when you're spending other people's money, and that's why we have these rules to hold them accountable. They have to employ people that actually show up to work, that do work, and pay them at a rate that's equal to the work they're doing. And in this case, it appears that all of those were at issue. There are some reports that they didn't show up to work on a regular basis, and yet they were getting these such high salaries. So there's a lot of things for people to be upset about in this case.
Well, from a political standpoint, I mean, I don't know how Democrats go face to face with Main Street America, hardworking Americans, and somehow justify this sort of thing. The other thing that comes up loud and clear is, I don't know what it is. Do Democrats get this indoctrination on day one that part of national security includes a hammer and bleach bit? I mean, because he'd hammered up some hardware to try to, destroy, some of this intelligence information. Didn't he?
That is, again, one of the bizarre facts of this case. He had a home, and at some point he rented it out, and the person that he rented it to was a military personnel. And so he rented the house, and he found different pieces of technology, computers or, other things that had apparently been that Awan had attempted to destroy before. So he called and turned it over, and the Capitol Police and the FBI, I believe, retrieved it, and they have the technology that had been hammered and, that he had tried to destroy. But in his communications with the military personnel, he wanted to get it back, and that is something that was clear from his communications, and they, so he had attempted to get it back before he turned it over to the police, but they do have it. So is that side, we are expecting more information to come out from that, from the technology side, and find out what, ultimately had occurred there.
Exactly. Well, Kendra, we got about 30 seconds. We also saw the video of Debbie Wasserman Schultz chastising the Capitol Hill police, saying, look, I want my computer back. That doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, I think her response in this case has been ultimately disappointing. I know that she has said several times that she wants to give Awan his due process, but who isn't getting due process is the American citizens who deserve to have, funds respected. Yep.
Well, we appreciate FACT staying on top of this and keeping us up to date. Kendra Arnold, Chief Counsel for FACT, an organization dedicated to promoting accountability, ethics, and transparency in government and civic arenas on behalf of we the people. Kendra, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. James Hurston joins us now, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Doing fantastic, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm back in California on my way to Florida after a couple of weeks in Hawaii with a grandson who turned one. And let me tell you, turning 1 year in Hawaii, that's like an Hawaiian bar mitzvah, man. It is such a celebration. It is unbelievable.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
You had probably roasted a pig and everything.
Yeah, it was incredible. I got to tell you, at one point, they had this big bounce house thing. I mean, it was huge, about 40-foot, slip and slide contraption that was put up in the backyard. And I told the people, I said, gosh, if the North Koreans see this, they're going to think it's some sort of missile defense system we're likely getting, shot at here,
That was good. That was another deterrent.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, little did they know. It was just a bunch of adults and fun-loving kids enjoying the one-year-old's birthday party. But it was all good fun. Hey, James.
We'll give President Trump some credit because Kim Jong-un is backed down.
Yeah.
And that's a good... Can't think of a better thing to happen.
Well, I'll tell you, all the establishment, they're going crazy. They don't, it's almost like they're at a NASCAR race just hoping for some, disaster to take place. Some, I'm sure, probably disappointed that, it wasn't rockets red glare. But, again, Trump proving that he knows how to play the cards here.
And he sure does.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you, speaking just on the legal end, is to get your read on, this whole Mueller special prosecution, where we stand today, James.
Well, it's clear that, first of all, Mueller has all kinds of conflicts of interest. He's best buds with James Comey. He's been involved with the cover-up of Clinton scandals.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, because on his watch as FBI director, all of the Obama scandals took place.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, put together a team of biased, bulldog, Democrat operative lawyers. And it appears, if we believe the reports, what he's investigating now has nothing to do with his original task, which was supposedly to investigate the Russia meddling
collusion
story,
yeah,
which seems to be fading away, and now instead he's investigating finances and investigating, going back years and years, transactions that Trump had with people 8 years ago, as if people thought Trump was going to be president. Mm-hmm. And it just goes on and on. So I think, as already one member of the House has pointed out, this is an illicit investigation. And but Mueller's going full force. He's engaged this grand jury in Washington, D.C. because of the jury pool that exists in Washington, D.C., which is a place where Trump got less than 5% of the vote, and it's very easy to assemble an anti-Trump jury. So he's doing everything that someone in his position would do if they're trying to take out the president. And unfortunately, he's being aided and abetted by all kinds of people in the bureaucracy, the establishment, and the media.
Well, it's amazing, James, when you consider what's at risk here. You know, from day one, it has been, and even before day one, during the campaign, it was suggested that even by then-President Barack Obama, that our Democratic Republic was in the balance here with all this manipulation that was taking place. You know, was all at risk. And now, you know, with all the division that we're having, Maxine Waters, some of the things that she's saying, some of these other hysterical Democrats, I mean, they're doing everything they can to unhinge our democracy and put it all at risk, and to what avail? I mean, what do we have to gain out of this? I mean, you know, at this point, it seems to be, as Donald Trump suggested early on, one big humongous witch hunt, all at the expense of we the people.
Well, look, when you mentioned that about whether or not they care about democracy, the left in this country, represented today by the extreme part of the Democratic Party, most of what we call the mainstream media, academia, does not care about the welfare of the American system. As a matter of fact, the left specializes in destroying things. Mm-hmm. They always talk about tearing down the walls, tearing down the institutions, tearing down the value system and replacing it with something better that they say is better. Mm-hmm. So, for example, just this, as we just talked about, this mythological Russia story has caused tension between the United States and Russia at a time when there are critical strategic reasons for the United States and Russia to work together. And those critical strategic reasons are very easy to say: North Korea, ISIS, Syria. Mm-hmm. And so at a time where the welfare of the United States is being impacted by a political strategy of the Democrats, they go full speed ahead in creating a new Cold War, if they can,
yes,
with Russia. Similarly, when it came to the situation with Kim Jong-un, when the president appropriately responded with strong language, he received criticism not only from the Democrat Party, but from the Republican Party, for language that was no more harsh than we've heard from people like Teddy Roosevelt, Eisenhower, FDR, and Barack Obama, for that matter. And so it's just anything Trump says, they're going to criticize it, just like they did most recently with the situation with the clash that took place in Virginia.
Exactly.
And President Trump coming out condemning in no uncertain terms bigotry and racism, calling for the country to love each other and come together. That was criticized as somehow not enough because it wasn't specific, blah, blah, blah. Then in following days, he specifically condemns the group that the left has been railing about, the media has been railing about. Then they say, well, that's not enough because he needs to fire Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka and Stephen Miller, these very effective parts of the White House. And then if Trump fires them, they're going to say, well, that's not enough.
No,
Trump needs to get rid of Jared Kushner. So there's never enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is they're not operating on any kind of reason. It's extra logical, and it's based strictly on Machiavellian ideas. In other words, manipulation, persuasion through manipulation, manipulation of emotions, manipulation of facts, manipulation of American voters, and that is their goal.
Yeah, and they're, I'll tell you, they're definitely wasting a lot of time. And I got to tell you, I was very disappointed that John McCain got involved in that as well at a time where we needed a united front. I mean, you understand the Democrats doing what they're doing, but I don't need John McCain, you know, putting in his two cents at this. I think there's a time when you do that, and there's other times when you don't, and you got to find a way to come alongside this president and support him and not, you know, not enter your two cents into the program, because last time I checked, you were not elected president.
No, that, well, John McCain and others, I mean, John McCain with his surprise vote against Obamacare, against the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, from that moment on, it seems, no, he is joining the voices of Maxine Waters and others on the Democrat side. And whatever the president does, McCain pops up and attacks him in a very partisan way, like a Democrat who he was celebrating with and high-fiving with after the health care reform was defeated. So it's clear, you know, John McCain, either he still carries an animus from the campaign when the president made a remark that upset McCain, or it's just the usual thing that we've seen over the years with John McCain, where he pretends to be a conservative to get reelected, and then he turns into a backstabbing liberal when after enough time passes and there's the elections in the distance, his reelections in the distance.
Exactly.
So it is tragic. But unfortunately, the GOP, particularly the Senate, is straddled with so many of these kinds of people, like barnacles on a boat. They need to be scraped off.
Well, Mitch McConnell has his hands full, and the president called him out, and maybe it was, you know, rightfully so, that Mitch needs to maybe get an attitude. What do you think?
Well, you know, McConnell has always been a kind of a person that doesn't seem to stand up, doesn't seem to show strength, what he's been nicknamed, the turtle, whatever it is.
Yes.
But the fact is, you know, we all know that when you're majority leader in the Senate, you normally don't take a vote unless you've already counted it. Or, you know, or one of the leadership has counted the vote. Why did he do that? It makes you suspect that he was part of the fix to embarrass the president. And then he goes out and blames the president in public.
For high expectations, right?
For high expectations. And when, in fact, the president worked harder than any other president trying to get this bill passed, various versions, this is the second iteration, he worked very hard to get it passed in the House. And clearly, this was a failure of leadership under normal circumstances.
Right.
We would have a new majority leader, but that's a highly political, complicated calculus. And, you know, it's questionable whether they're going to be able to get rid of McConnell.
Well, we got to call it a wrap and leave it right there, James Hurston. Thank you so much. Great insight, as always. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, thank you for being with us.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.